You're listening to a CNBC TV18 podcast.
The countdown to Budget 2022 has begun, and we're just a week away from finding out what Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has decided for the 2022-2023 fiscal. Before we hear Finance Minister's speech on February 1st, I, Kanishka Sarkar, am back with another episode of the Budget Podcast on CNBCTV18.com to share with you what different sectors of the economy are expecting from the annual financial statement as of January 24th. The government is likely to walk a tightrope this time around, as on one hand, it has to maintain fiscal prudence, and on the other, it must pump the prime demand after the country has been hit by three COVID waves. Hiren Ved, the director, CEO and CIO at Alchemy Capital Management, spoke to CNBC TV18 about what the market wants from the budget this time. According to him, it is important that capital expenditure is amped up because there's need to stimulate the economy, especially at the lower end of the market. Meanwhile, Sunil Singhania, the founder of Abacus Asset Management, is of the view that there won't be too much tinkering as far as taxation is concerned, both direct tax as well as indirect tax. However, what the market won't be looking at is the direction as far as the growth in the economy is concerned. He thinks the focus will be more on spending on capex and planned expenditure rather than unplanned expenditure. Moving on. Well, similar to the auto industry, experts are of the view that retail and e-commerce industry also needs a fiscal package to stimulate growth. According to Paresh Parekh, partner and tax leader of consumer products and retail at EY India, one of the key asks of the retail industry has been to accelerate the implementation of national retail trade policy. This in order to streamline the growth of all formats of retail trade, reduce compliance and regulatory burden, give industry status to the sector, along with financial incentives to large-scale projects. The EY official suggests that the government could consider bringing in new reforms for the long-term problems by committing to complete digitization, where new businesses would not have to wait for months to obtain various licenses and permissions under the laws specific to retail trade in India. Another thing that the retail and e-commerce industry wants is relaxation of compliance requirements to promote ease of doing business. Parekh says that the government could consider doing away with several compliance requirements, such as tax collected at source on sale of goods, considering the government has already introduced TDS on purchase of goods at 0.1% to 5% in the Union Budget 2022. He also wants the government to consider waiving off transfer pricing compliance requirement for foreign companies receiving royalties, interest and service fees that are subject to withholding tax and having exemption from filing returns. Next up, let's find out what the logistics sector expects from the budget. The Indian logistics industry contributes significantly to the economy as it is one of the key sectors attracting foreign investments and generating employment. Cyrus Kadgara, managing partner at Gina & Company, believes that the government must consider tax reforms and policy amendments to boost the sector. He explained that the existing policies have exempted air and sea export freight from GST till September 2022. If the recipient of the export freight is located outside India, the air or sea freight is considered an export of service. At the same time, the air or sea freight is exempted from GST if the recipient is within India. This means that ITC, that is Input Tax Credit, cannot be claimed on such a service, resulting in significant ITC loss for logistics companies. So, he wants the government to consider all air or sea export freight as export of service, irrespective of the location of the recipient. He also wants the government to come up with a grievance mechanism for assessees. Assessees are required to bear the GST charge levied by vendors. But in some instances, the vendors fail to pay the amount for no fault of assessees, which means the assessees have to bear the losses. There are no measures in place at present to address such issues. Another thing that Kadgara wants is amendments in policy and budget allocations. He wants the government to focus on road and infra development. The industry also wants the budget to focus on strengthening the sector by building logistics parks. He suggests that steps can be taken to encourage the use of electric vehicles for cargo transportation. Moving on, the government had in October 2021 formed an expert panel under the chairmanship of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to recommend future taxation policy for tobacco products in the country to be considered in the upcoming as well as future budgets. However, sources have indicated that the expert panel has not yet been able to give its final recommendations to the Finance Ministry. CNBC TV 18 has learned that the government-nominated panel has been unable to submit its final report. Also, it only met twice and could not convene the final meetings to conclude their recommendations. Before I wrap this podcast, let me also share with you what's happening in the cryptocurrency universe. Cryptocurrency price declined below $40,000 in the worst week since May 2021. That was the time when China was renewing crackdown and Elon Musk had talked about the environmental harms of Bitcoin. So that is what led to a sharp decline at that time. Right now, Bitcoin was at $36,026, having fallen 10% on Friday, and it dropped as low as $34,000 on Saturday, which is its lowest level since July 2021. The world's largest cryptocurrency has nearly halved in value since its record peak of $69,000 in November. The sell-off hurt most digital assets, and Ether, the world's second largest crypto, was at $2,516, also having hit its lowest level in July on Saturday, which was $2,300. Traders say that as institutional investors increase their exposure to crypto, their moves are more closely correlated with other risk assets. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with more on budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.